one with first things first with DJ, man. Did anybody notice was DJ not feeling well last week? Did anybody notice anything was wrong?
For a quick second, I was out there with him, and you know, you could tell he was under the weather, and I thought that was it. He was under the weather. So now I'm getting news, you know, he's been out the hospital, in the hospital. I'm not sure what the deal is. I've just been in communication with him via text. And says he's doing a lot better. Looking forward to him getting back out here with us. But it took me by surprise, man. I didn't think he was that sick.
Sure.
Was
that Tuesday last week or
we were
there?
All the days running together now, man. We got the same routine, you know, come in, get in the meetings, go out to practice, come back in. I don't know when Thursday hits, when Monday hits. It's all running together.
How was he coming along at the time, though?
He looked pretty good. Looked like he was moving well. We had done individual drills. We did some 7-on-7. Did some team drills. And he looked good. Looked fast. Looked quick. Had good hands. I mean, can't really tell too much about a player as of right now with no pads on. But just looking the part.
Tough for a rookie, missing that. He's not being back till training camp, missing the OTAs and the mini camps. Is it hard?
I've never had to deal with it. You know, I've always come in and, you know, got right into it. So I don't know firsthand. Coaches could tell you, other players that go through it might be able to tell you a little better than me. But just going through this process, it is nice to get a little bond with who you're working with. And, you know, off the field as well, going up with guys, getting out to eat, doing a little bit of the camaraderie type stuff. But, I mean, he'll catch right back up. He won't miss a step. I'm sure he's gonna be professional about it. But first off, we worried about his health, man. Just making sure that he's all right.
Nice to have Tracy here with you.
Oh yeah. You know, we had an early bond at, in New Orleans. Got to win the Super Bowl together, and I expressed to the guys that he was probably the worst rookie I ever been around. Tracy was one of them rooks that was not going to do anything. But nah, he's a good guy. Younger player when we were there. Now you could tell we both have developed into, you know, veterans, and just having fun out there with somebody that you do know, coming out to the West from down south. He's from down south, I'm from out east.
Right.
But it's been good. It helps you get a little used to things a little bit better with someone that you know.
How do you react when the team signs someone like Charles Woodson? I mean, on one hand, it's like we just got Charles Woodson. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you guys play in the same back end.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things where you want the best players to be on your team. And a guy like that whose name – everybody knows Charles Woodson, probably going to be a Hall of Famer,
yeah.
Pro Bowler, All Pro. You know, he started his career here, and I'm looking forward to, you know, picking his brain a little bit the same way I do any other vet that's been a good player in this league, an elite player in this league. Mm-hmm. Talking to him, trying to get as much as I can about the game before I get to year 15, God mm-hmm. willing.
But in terms of someone. I mean, it's a competition out there. If he's going to be a safety, a free safety, and you're going to be a free safety, that could mean less snaps for you. Doesn't even enter your mind?
Definitely a competition. That's the first thing you think about. You know, good player first, and then, oh, yeah, we got to compete out here. So my plan is still the same when I first came out, competing to start. Mm-hmm. And going up against a guy like that, that's going to bring out the best player in myself as well. Because I look at him, I'm taking notes, I'm seeing how he moves, seeing what he's looking at, asking him questions, you know, and hopefully it amounts to me making some plays as well. But he's a good player. You see him out here. He hasn't skipped a beat either. You know, he's been off for a little bit. He came out here, got the plays quickly, been in meetings with us, doing the same thing.
Doesn't have a number yet, though. How's he going to resolve that?
That's one thing I've been talking to Tracy about. And Tracy's been probably hearing from everybody, hey, you got to give Woodson that 24. I mean, I wasn't sure if he was going to wear 24 or 21. Mm. But coming out in the black jersey today, I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be some numbers crunched in the locker room probably.
Tracy talked about any terms yet? Far as what the number might go for?
They're keeping it hush-hush. They're keeping it real hush-hush. I don't know what the deal is. It's one of those things where you usually don't pay too much attention to it.
Right.
I came here. I've been wearing 28 my whole career.
Right.
I asked Phil. I said, hey, man, what you want for that 28? He said, nah, I ain't budging. That's all I needed to hear. I'm going to go with 26. I'm cool with it. But Woodson is a little different. He played, I want to say, 7-8 years here,
right.
Wearing 24. He wants that thing. So we'll see what the deal is.
Has he already made an impact in the locker room and in those meeting rooms? Can you already tell?
Still early to tell. I mean, just having a seasoned vet like that in there is going to be. He's going to make his mark known, and you know, hopefully it's all positive. I'm sure it will be. dude is a, what is it, a true pro. And guys in their first, second years are looking up to him, and I'm in my seventh, and I still, you know, look at, that's where I want my career to be once I hit that, if I do hit that. So, yeah, I'm sure he'll have a positive outlook, positive vibe in the locker room. It's funny because, you know, playing, what was it, 4 years in New Orleans under Coach Allen, it was just seeing that progression, and he probably saw a progression in me as a player as well. But, you know, he went from position coach to defensive coordinator to head coach, and when he was a position coach, you could see how much knowledge he had of the game, not just in the secondary, not just on the defense, but knowledge in terms of putting the whole game together. And he had a sense of command, so you can see him in this position that he's at now. And we still joke around about it because I'm like, man, I remember you was out here doing backfelling drills with us. And he'll step over, he'll throw the ball a little bit. He still has his heart on that defensive side of the ball. And, you know, coming from being a college DB, it ain't leaving him. He's sticking with the defense.
Yeah, I know you had a stopover in Cleveland, but, you know, of course, you know, you're well known for that stint in New Orleans. To what degree do you think they're depending on you to bring the winning attitude, the winning ways of doing things from the Saints to an organization like this?
I say I took a lot from it, starting my career there and playing 4 years there. I took a lot from, hey, this is how you lead. This is how you go about being a winner. This is how you go about being a pro. And we had several guys that you could look up to that were veterans, and now I'm in that position to lead. So I look forward to being that leader and showing them, hey, this is what we got to do. We can't cut the corner short. We got to go about this the hard way. So it's one of those things that I think it was good for me to start my career there. I had fun, got to enjoy the food, got to enjoy the fans. But coming out to Oakland, I'm looking forward to making my mark here and, you know, getting this team some W's, man, helping out as any way I can.